Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One alive, one dead, one fictional. It's up to you who you choose. You pick them all. It's up to you who you choose. You pick them all. Who you having? Make it who you wish. This is your dinner party, and it's your guest list.
Hello, welcome to episode 3 of Guest List with Jake Lambert, the podcast where I interview comedians to find out who would be their perfect dinner party guest. But they can only pick 3. One has to be alive, one has to be dead, and one has to be fictional. This week we are joined by the very funny Rosie Jones. But before we do that, we have plenty of emails. Okay, don't worry, I've picked 3, so you don't just have to listen to me do my admin. Email 1. I'm just not going to do names, by the way, of people who write in. Hi, Jake. Thoroughly enjoying the podcast. Thank you. You mentioned having a record by Jackson C. Frank, and I'm a big fan too. There's a documentary coming out about him soon, if you didn't know. I didn't know. And you sent me a link. If you want to check that out, BRTG_the movie. Jackson would probably be one of guests to ask him, how did it all go wrong? Blimey. Bit heavy for a dinner party chat, but yeah, I guess, do you mean Jackson would probably be one of the guests to ask him how, as in we'd ask him, because that would be, I mean, read his Wikipedia page is all the answers you need, unfortunately. Another note, are guests allowed to have one person as themselves and fictional? Because I would have Rick Mayall and Richie from Bottom. Yep, great, of course, you can do that. That's fine. Is that with Jackson C. Frank? Because it's quite the evening. All I'd suggest is pay for a good cleaner afterwards, I'd imagine. Email 2, pest list. Oh yes, last week we came up with pest list, where listeners send in their idea for worst dinner party guests. Hi Jake, like the idea of pest list, mine would be the following. Matt Hancock. For obvious reasons, but also you wouldn't know if he was having a good time because he's unable to give a straight answer. True, but I can't imagine he would be having a good time. I mean, the idea is the pest list, everyone chosen is sent into the cellar with the worst people in history. So, be surprised if he's having a great time. Although he's used to that, I guess, working at 10 Downing Street. Do you work there? Doesn't matter, you get the point. Dead would be Margaret Thatcher. Okay, they put Margaret Thatcher and they put one word to describe her. And, yep. I'm not going to read it out, but you can guess what that is. Fictional would be, okay, Ned Flanders. I never liked the character. Imagine knowing someone like that in real life. I used to have fantasies of Homer Simpson giving him what for. Sorry, his sons can join him to... Blimey. Okay, Ned Flanders. I mean, I quite like him. You're clearly not left-handed. He's, done a lot for the left-handed community. Also, isn't his wife dead? I think he's suffered enough. Tough call. I'll go for Margaret Thatcher, but I'll leave the listeners to imagine your reasons there. Email 3. Hi, Jake. Hello. I'm loving the podcast so far. Thank you. I have a question, if that's okay. Yes, it is. Because I've been thinking on and off about who I would have on my guest list. So, could I invite someone with the sole purpose of fighting them? Best wishes, and then not the name. Well, I assume that's probably best for pest list, for someone to fight. Unless, I mean, if that is your dream dinner party, to invite people to fight. I would say it would depend on the guest. And I'd say for fairness, give them warning. I'm trying to think. I guess if it's serial killers, then fine, you can bring them, you can beat them up. But mind you, you'll be outnumbered. There'll be three of them. And these are killers. And also, who are we going for? Remember that one has to be alive, one has to be dead, one has to be fictional. You haven't given an actual name. So send in the names and I will let you know. But, I mean, if that is your dream dinner party, and then there is entertainment at dinner parties, and yours could be the fight. I mean, you could maybe, if there's someone you really hate, you could invite two people to be on your side. Or if you want an even fight, you could have one on each. Just, yeah, pick them and let me know. We'll read them out next week. That's quite a different spin on the dinner party. Remember, if you want to email in with either a pest list or a question or any feedback, it is guestlistwithjake@gmail.com. Okay, this week we have Rosie Jones. It's a really good episode. Each answer is a very sort of different angle on the podcast, especially the fictional choice, which sort of led me to have a conversation and to have thoughts I never thought I'd have, especially on a public domain. You'll hear, you'll get that. Rosie Jones, if you haven't seen her, I mean, if you haven't seen her, I assume that means you don't live in Britain. If you do live in Britain, you would have seen her on Live at the Apollo, The Last Leg, 8 out of 10 Cats, Cats Just Countdown, and now this podcast. So here is my conversation with Rosie Jones. What we'll do is we'll start the record.
Oh, have you done that to be part?
Only when I was a private investigator.
That's something no one talked about, how 2020 has affected private investigators.
Imagine how easy their reports are. Like, they're still at home.
They're still at home, but I've got to be fined by the police.
Yeah, I'm afraid this month's bill is a little bit higher. And it's like, but their job's not only easy when they're in lockdown, that when we went into tears, they were like, to be honest, I'm just following them via track and trace. They yeah, keep signing yeah. in.
I haven't left my house. They're over there.
There is a comedian. I'll bleep the name if I need to, but I assume we don't. Used to be a private investigator.
No way!
Yeah!
That would be an incredible job.
I'm surprised he hasn't done an hour about it.
I wonder if I can do an Edinburgh show about him being a private investigator. Just shall we all swap? So I'll do an hour about being a PI, and you do an hour about being a disabled lesbian.
Well, the last time I did that, it didn't go well. I got booed off stage.
Weird! Was it when you did the voice?
It was, the problem was, I was also following you.
Yeah. The time that I've died the most on stage is when I had to follow Lush voice guy. a lot of my material is about being disabled, but hey, well, it's obvious in the name, he can't talk. So I come on and try to do material about being very disabled, and the audience were like, no mate, you're all right.
Like, oh no.
What are you complaining for? You can talk. Yeah, you're disabled. You can literally talk.
Oh, God. And who followed you?
I mean, honestly, it was in Edinburgh. And I killed the vibe so much, and the MC who was able-bodied was at the back shaking his head. I just said to him, can I end the gig? And they looked at me and went, yes, please. So it was so bad that I wrapped up the whole night.
You following Lost Voice Guy is the equivalent of what it'd be like for me to follow you. They'd be going, yeah! What have you got to complain about?
Come wrap on, this gig up. Little boy.
All you've got is you're unable to age correctly.
Yeah, that is not a disability. Yet we're campaigning for it.
The only time it'll be a disability is when I'm trying to get on a bus with my bus pass and they just don't believe that that's mine.
Yeah. Like you're conning the government out of £2.20 every day. You really need to, like, know facts about your age, like,
yes,
immediately, like, who are your Blue Peter presenters? Because if it's Connie Hook, too young. Go for Katie Hill and you'll be alright. I think she was one of my first crushes.
Oh, really?
I remember turning on Blue Peter and thinking, oh, Katie, great teeth.
I thought you were going somewhere else when I heard the tea.
Well, that as well, but lovely set of notches. Speaking of tea, dinner parties. Yeah, imagine a dinner party where no one had any teeth. It would be awful. The chat would be quite gummy. The food would be liquid soup.
It would be like Christmas dinner at an old people's home.
Or at a crash.
It's either old people home, crash, or crack den.
Yeah. Or all three in one.
Which is your new show with Vice, isn't it?
We're on series 5, it's going really well. What I do, what the show is they take me into a building, blindfolded. And I got a Josh Weekend into people's mouths and work out where I am.
It wouldn't surprise me, Rosie.
It is a crackdown. No! It's a no people show.
Next up on Channel 4, it's The Last Leg. And then we just sort of go, I imagine you've had a few dinner parties with the lads from Last Leg, and then we're in.
Oh my God! That was the best segue I've ever heard. Weirdly, I'm friends with all of them. None of them have let me in the house.
Well, I'm glad we can finally bring that up.
Literally went to Joshua Deacon's door and they didn't let me in. They were saying, no, we'll meet you outside.
What a miserable Christmas that was.
Great gravy, though, Josh.
Why is it called a gravy boat? There's water inside it. That's not a boat. That's a bucket.
So, I love going to dinner parties, but hosting them, absolutely bloody not. Because also I am competitive, so if I held a dinner party, it will need to be the best.
And what a way to have the best dinner party has ever been than to invite three people.
You were so happy with yourself. So I want people to know the grin you have on your face right now.
And I was thinking, if she talks over this, I'm going to have to record this after and just edit it back in.
So great.
So, Rosie Jones, you're throwing the perfect dinner party. Your housemates are out.
Yeah.
Because I assume they're not making the list.
Oh, absolutely not. They don't deserve it.
And luckily, neither of them are dead or fictional, I assume. You're also playing the part of one of your housemates.
Basically, when I found out I was doing this podcast, I thought I live with two people. I want to invite them both. Therefore, one will die.
I promise this is a compliment. So, they've gone. We assume that they've gone out for the evening.
They're pissed off.
So, we've got to pick three. Now, for a little bit of extra fun in the podcast, Rosie, what we do is, in this golden envelope, I have written three names where I've tried to predict who I think that you would invite to your dinner party.
Oh, God, that is so exciting.
It'd be scary if I get them all right. Yeah. I've been scrolling through your tweets, been on your MySpace page. Trying to find out everything I've got on you. So, Rosie Jones, the first guest will go for we'll go for a live. And who are you bringing as the first guest to your perfect dinner party?
Okay, so the live one is my favourite celebrity or my favourite actually, they're my favourite person in the world. They can do no wrong. He is my hero, and it is Tom Hanks.
Oh, Rosie Jones, you have chosen my choice. That is who I would have. That is who I would have at my dinner party. I would bloody love Tom Hanks.
He would honestly be the best host, best guest, because they'd be funny, charming, interesting. He's the best man in the world.
I couldn't agree more. I absolutely love Tom Hanks. He's the only person who I will go and see the film at the cinema purely because he's in it.
100%. He's just the best actor in the world. And I think we're around the same age.
Yeah.
And just growing up for me, 90s Tom Hanks.
Oh.
What? Just every single film was a banger.
The Burbs.
Yes, please. Honestly, my top three favourite films all have Tom Hanks in.
Well, it would be very unfair of us to leave the listeners without knowing what the top three films are. So let's work our way through those.
So number three, Big. I understand that it's a little problematic.
Oh no, is it?
Well, he loses his virginity.
Oh yeah.
13 to a fully adult woman. So if we forget about that.
Yes.
Great film.
Oh, good. I was worried it had racist undertones now, but fine. Right,
no,
again.
No, no, it's
lovely. And go on.
It looks like Tom Hanks. So it's
all right. So it's okay. So and film number two.
Number two is The Green Mile.
I, do you know what? I haven't seen that film in years and years.
Oh my God, Jake, you need to go back and watch it. The friendship between John Coffey and Tom Hanks, beautiful. And then number one, my favourite film of all time, Forrest Gump.
Lovely. I mean, it had to be. I think I would have judged if it wasn't. What a perfect film.
You're so perfect, and from the opening of the feather floating down, Forrest Gump on the bench, starting the story, but it's all because of Tom Hanks. Because it was originally a book, and the book, it's one of the rare ones where I think the film is actually better than the book because of our boy Tom Hanks.
That was wrapped up so beautifully. Not surprised that that Cloud Atlas isn't in the top three, but nobody's perfect.
Just not appropriating every interview we've ever done, and that's a thing. You just know that he is genuinely a lovely, great guy.
That's it.
Also, I've also got people that I look up to and admire, but I always think if I met them in real life, I probably would be disappointed.
Yes.
I just know in my heart that if I ever met Tom Hanks, he would not disappoint.
I remember at the start of the coronavirus breakout when he got it.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing the news that it was him and his wife, Rita yeah. Wilson. And I was thinking, hold on a minute. His wife is called Wilson. I don't want to imagine when he's shouting that, but I'm sure he has at some point. And
yes!
So, Rosie, I am now thinking that I wouldn't be surprised with you if these next two are a dead person that Tom Hanks has played and then Woody. Sitting, I would say sitting next to Tom Hanks, but I assume that'll be you. So, sitting at another part of the table will be your second guest, who is somebody who is no longer with us.
Great. So, as you know, I'm a comedian, so I wanted to bring one of my comedy heroes, but I want to bring Victoria Wood.
Lovely
because,
choice.
Yeah, she is my hero, and just the way she went through comedy, but wasn't only a stand-up comedian, she was a musician, an actor, a writer, and from my point of view, no one has done that as well as she did. She knew exactly what she wanted. And during lockdown, I went back and I rewatched Dinner Ladies.
I love Dinner Ladies. I was watching it during lockdown.
Well, I know this will be up your street, because you're a comedy nerd. But if you look at Dinner Ladies and you analyse the writing, every single line is either a setup or a punchline. The gag rate is incredible. The characters are amazing. And
oh, I couldn't agree more. I loved Dinner Ladies. Yeah. Just, it's set a punch, but it's even when it's being a bit sort of sentimental, it undercuts itself perfectly.
Oh, yes. From my point of view, she's my hero and one of the best comedians we ever had. And I think I love Victoria Wood because she was also a musician.
Yeah.
And even in Dinner Ladies and in her stand-up, you can feel that rhythm and a specific word choice. Yeah, every single word is used for a specific reason, and even though I'm not musical myself, in my stand-up, because I speak slowly, I try to think, what would she do? And I try to use rhythm and timing like she did, because she was the best of the best. I mean, I could nerd out for hours, but yeah, I think, well, you know this, you're great at this, but a lot of people think stand-ups get on stage and chat a bit, but people forget that actually stand-ups are performing writers. Everything we say, most things have been written down and chosen for a very specific reason.
Yes. And I've actually realised when you're doing TV and you have to send them your set, and sometimes they just want an audio, sometimes they want it written down. Yeah. But I actually, as much as I hated doing that, I realised how much writing it out after you've created it and you know what you're going to say in your head, writing it out really helps you to see where the rhythms are and what words aren't needed anymore.
That's it.
I do it backwards, where I come up with it. I come up with it how I would speak, and then to write it down is when you can really find those lovely rhythms that can just make a joke that didn't work before work, because the sentiment works. Yeah. You know that works, but it's the wording, the rhythm, the timing, which she had for everything.
Oh, her timing was perfection. But also, as well as that, when you look into her sketch, and I've seen on TV, her acting was incredible. I don't know if you know, it's so famous, but that sketch where she swims the channel. So she played a 13-year-old girl, and it's actually really dark. She wants to swim the channel, and then her parents don't give a shit, so she goes off on her own. But it's so funny, and she plays a 13-year-old girl so well. You forget it's like a 45-year-old woman. You're just into the sketch. And she, like Tom Hanks, she's my hero.
Lovely. And both absolutely nailed playing 13-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah. That's but I think it's what I want.
It's If the fictional choice is Adrian Mull, I think what makes her so good at that, what you just described, is that she was so good at playing innocence. And that really comes across in Dinner Ladies. It's such an innocent show with innocent comedy. And if there's some darker bits, or not darker bits, but a bit more serious bits, and you just care for them even more.
Yeah, yeah.
The romance and the will they, won't they, it's all so well done.
But then also, I mean, we know because we love her.
Mm.
But in Dinner Ladies, the character she plays, Bren, she's the main character, but she doesn't have the funniest lines. If anything, Bren is a straight woman, and that's what she did so well in Dinner Ladies and in her sketches. She surrounded herself with great comic actors like Amory, Celia Imrie, Julie Walters, and she was selfless enough to give them the funniest lines, and that's the testament to what a great comic and writer she was. She didn't give herself all the funny stuff. She was just bothered about making the best show she could.
Sort of what I do with my TV writing.
No, you have.
You say it.
Honestly, have it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I can't figure out where we're going to go next. I'll let you know that I've been way off the mark with the last two predictions. So we're going to go with the fictional now.
Oh, well, this is left field.
Okay. Okay. So maybe I've got it. I doubt I have.
Because I was thinking about this morning, and honestly, I can't tell you how much I love Tom Hanks and Victoria Wood. Just with them two, we'd have the time of our life. So I don't need anyone else. But then I thought, I tell you what I do need now. I need a bit of eye candy.
Right. Okay, well, we've gone down similar paths.
So, again, it's left field. But I thought, who do I really want that? And I had gone for Meg from the Disney film Hercules. So I thought I mean, she's a great girl. Like, yeah. She's independent. She doesn't take any shit from anyone, including a Greek god. So I think she can hold her own at yeah. a dinner party. But more than that, she is sexy. And it's okay to talk about her great hair and yeah. her great body and her great bum and all that lovely curve, because essentially we're talking about a drawing.
Yeah, which makes the way you talk about it even slightly more concerning. Because the detail you went into that, I mean, I guess it's a good thing she is fictional. If this was just two yeah. lads talking about someone on the podcast. Great body, great legs.
Great. Oh, she does a great team. Basically, I just spent my whole morning thinking it's 2020. How do I talk about fancying women? And they've gone for, you need to talk about sexy drawings.
I'm gonna have to ask. There's a lot of I would say very attractive cartoon characters.
I rewatched Beauty and the Beast the other night, and Belle, very sexy. Ariel, another lovely lady.
Yes.
But for me, Meg, for several reasons.
Great.
Number one.
Oh, they're in order. Yeah.
A brunette. You can't beat a brunette. A little bit of brunette. And it's a curve. And I think it's a way she talks about Hercules. I feel like they're not going to get married. That isn't a relationship to last.
Right, you've seen the cracks.
Yeah.
And you're there waiting.
Yeah. You know what, Jake? I really get gay vibes. I really, really get gay vibes.
Well, what you could do is you could take all the sound bites of any time she mentions Hercules, but if you just use the first syllable, you could edit it down so it sounds like she's talking about you.
Who do you think is a sexiest Disney character?
Oh, blimey. Thanks for this. And they've got to be Disney.
Yeah.
Blimey. What I'm going to do, so I give a good answer here, is I'm going to Google. Because I'll be honest, it's not a thought I've had before, I'm quite proud to say. So
really surprises me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ariel's got a lovely mouth. Well, this podcast, this has taken a turn. I'd say the one I think that I would date the most, or I'd want to date the most would be Cinderella. Am I thinking of the right one? Actually, am I thinking? Sorry, let me have a look here. Who's this one here?
Belle.
That's Belle.
From Beauty and the Beast.
Do you know what? I've never seen Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my God.
Have I know.
You got Disney Plus?
Yes, I have. Is it what I said? Right. I want to spend my afternoon. Oh no, I take Cinderella back. No, she looks like she'd do my head in. I take back that one. I think therefore I'm going to go for Ariel. But obviously after the change. Just to make it clear.
Sort the legs out.
Yeah, sort that out, come back.
Babe, sort your leg out, come back to me.
Also, yeah. I'm terrified of the ocean. I think like she'd put me at ease about that when I realised they're all her friends.
Yeah. But then her dad scares me.
Yeah, and he would always know he was better than me as well.
Yeah. He would try to play mind games.
Yeah, and I imagine, oh God, his speech at the wedding would be a nightmare. You've got to think about these things.
My friends, I don't think Meg has family. So...
Oh, great. You haven't got to do the meet the parents.
Yeah, great.
Although, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I guess you've got the Hercules issue, but other than that.
Oh, they're already over.
Oh, they've sorted it out.
Yeah.
I'm still looking at these just to make sure I'm happy with my choice. But actually, you know, every picture I've looked at of the group of them all together, Ariel just looks so lovely. I'm going with Ariel. And she is lovely, isn't she?
Yeah,
lovely smile.
She is. Pocahontas is also another maybe, but I feel like she might be high maintenance. Can they be like, oh babe, do you want to go on holiday? And she'd be like, no, I can't leave my tree.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I don't really I don't really like the idea of dating someone who sort of carries a weapon. Okay, Rosie, this is the bit now where I have to admit the people I chose for you. And I'd fair to say, I think you outdid yourself. I'd say apart from maybe one, which I sort of, I think would be a choice, then you're going to have to, you don't have to defend yourself as to why you didn't pick these people. Okay. Yeah. First one, well, for Alive.
Yeah.
You went for Tom Hanks, as we know, and I couldn't agree more. I went, and this is off the back of one of your famous comedy routines, I went with Eva Mendes.
Oh my God. She's incredible. But also, and no offense, Eva, if you're listening, but I would...
She's a big fan of mine.
Huge. I worry that if I met her in real life, she wouldn't live up to expectations.
Yeah, and I reckon she'd be sort of checking her phone, see what Ryan's up to.
Yeah.
I don't feel like she'd be present. Second one. Now, again, absolutely loved your choice of Victoria Woods. I went with quite a serious choice, I think, but considering I think sort of who you are, and I think it'd be an interesting person to meet, I went with Emmeline Pankhurst. Now, defend yourself.
I hate all women. Who gave us a vote? We're all idiots. Oh, no. Oh, I feel guilty now for not picking her. No, she can't play the piano, can she? So.
You wouldn't want to set him fire to a bra that close to all that wood.
Oh, yeah, just banging on about bras and women and horses. I'm not bothered.
Not tonight, Emmeline.
Not to give it a rest.
Have a night off.
We got the vote. What more do you want?
I think that's fair. And I think that actually, Victoria Wood, I should say, whenever people do the classic, well, I don't know if classic's the right term to use, but the cliched women in comedy aren't funny, which I'm not sure if you've heard.
I have been told.
You've seen my tweets. I always just say, "Would are you not a fan of Victoria Wood?" And they always go, yeah. "Well, Victoria, yeah." And so, you're going to be pedantic about it and actually give me examples. Then fine, yeah, I'll back down. It's slightly annoying as an argument against my sweeping generalisation, but yeah, fine. If you're going to give examples,
fine. If you're going to prove me wrong immediately, yeah, you do that.
Now, the third choice is fictional, and yeah. We went down a similar path. I didn't know about your childhood fantasies, so I went a little bit later, not too much later, but I went with, and I thought maybe this is your type, she is a brunette, I went with Lara Croft.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh, I yeah?
Before the dinner party, am I able to ring up Meg and be like, I am Meg. So I got this dinner party, but before you come, I is still with Hercules.
Right.
She said, oh yeah, we're in love. He made me ratatouille last night.
He's very on brand.
Really good. I'd be like, okay, well, you're not invited. And then Lara.
Wow, off the bench.
Come on down.
And bring the butler, actually, because it'll save us a job.
Great.
I feel like I'll give myself half a point there.
Yeah.
Off the bench, Lara Croft.
Really great. What's her name? So there's a famous British actor, and she voiced Lara Croft. She's in Ashes to Ashes.
Keely Hawes.
Yeah, I met her and I was quite starstruck. I love a woman with a posh voice.
And she certainly has that. She was in Rebecca. Did you watch Rebecca?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Very good.
What's happening is, Rosie, is I am I'm selecting people for what I believe will be the perfect dinner party. So I'm helping and I'm getting people, to help me choose the guest list for the dinner party. Yeah. As you can tell, I've got the wording for this bit nailed.
Down. Perfect. Are you reading a script?
Not one word was in order, right? So I've got to go through your choices, and I've got to pick one. Now, we've got Tom Hanks, Victoria Wood, and Meg from Hercules. Now, I think, I'll be honest, it's between two.
What's wrong with it, Tommy?
Women aren't funny. Do you know what I'm going to do, Rezzy? I'm going to be tactical with this. And also, with Tom Hanks being so high on my list anyway,
yeah,
I think he, I'm assuming he might come up. And if not, at the end, when I get to choose,
yeah,
it's a fair shout that he'll make mine.
Right.
So therefore, I am, I'm going to go with Victoria Woods.
Oh, you are going to have the best time.
It's going to be so fun. And if anybody comes up to me at any point and says, women aren't funny, I can point over there and go to that person. You should also be extra grateful that that she's here, because the other choice was going to be Emmeline Pankhurst. I guarantee they would have hated that choice even more.
Oh, that is so good. And yeah, I'll think you've made the right choice.
I think I've made the right choice. I don't think there's any way anybody could argue that. Victoria Woods, just sensational. And honestly, people are listening, if you haven't watched Dinner Ladies for a while...
Oh, it holds up.
It really does.
It's 20 years old and, yeah, every single line is perfection.
Rosie Jones, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
This is just, honestly, this is my own little... project to catch up with people I've wanted to spend time with.
Yeah.
So it's one way to do it. I'm not even recording this.
Have you ever guessed anyone perfectly?
Yes, I have. I did. I guessed one of Sean Walsh's. Yes, I did, and he was very impressed actually. And it was the fictional choice as well.
Yeah.
A character from Ghostbusters.
And, that's incredible.
Yeah. Annoyingly, that was the first episode, so I feel like I'm only going to disappoint people from then. But yes, I did. But I was going to say, usually at the end of these podcasts, people like to do a "Where can you find them?" I reckon people just have to turn on their TVs, don't they?
Yeah, oh, I'll be in your living room, literally. I get around. I got my own podcast.
Of course.
It's called Daddy Look At Me, and it's with Helen Bauer. And then social... under Josie Rounds, which I thought would be funny because I swap the J and the R from Josie Jones. Very clever, but now I spend my whole career with people calling me Josie.
Maybe I should try that and do Lake Jambut, but that does sound like somewhere in Africa.
that so much.
Right, Rosie, thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Oh, I have had the best time. Thank you so much.
Well, there you go. That was Rosie. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, if you can, please rate and subscribe. And if you have any feedback, or if you want to join in with Pest List, then email guestlistwithjake@gmail.com. And I will see you next week. Bye.